I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The head of the New York Stock Exchange took a breather from talking about terror threats yesterday to announce a plan to change one of the fundamental tenets of the exchange. And now it looks like the big board will finally join the rest of the world's major markets in allowing electronic trading. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, explain what kind of change we're talking about. No more shouting on the floor there?
Well, they're not going to go away, but this is something that they've been talking about for a while now. But the idea really picked up a head of steam after the big pay scandal at the exchange about a year ago. This doesn't relate to that issue, but the scandal did prompt a lot of calls for all kinds of reform. The New York Stock Exchange is the only stock market in the world that still uses what's called an auction or an open outcry system. That's the people on the floor of the exchange in those short blue lab coats barking buy and sell orders into phones and at each other. At other stock markets, including the NASDAQ, most, if not all, the trades are done by computer. Now, under this proposal from the NYSE's CEO, John Thayne, large institutional investors, the Fidelities and Merrill Lynches of the world, would be allowed to conduct electronic transactions on the big board.
Now, you wouldn't be telling us that the opening bell, you know, when they ring the opening bell, that wouldn't be put on tape or is going to be digitized as well, is it?
Well, actually, no, it already is. If you have ever been there and seen them ring the bell, they're not actually ringing a bell. They're just pushing a button. So that is already electronic.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, how big a change is all this anyway?
It's big. They've been using this auction system for 212 years, the entirety of the exchange's history. And it's really what the New York Stock Exchange is kind of famous for. It's an iconic thing, those people who are on the floor shouting their trades. Floor trading firms, of course, have resisted this for years, and they're still resisting because allowing this electronic trading inevitably will probably take business away from them. But Ted Weisberg, who's been a floor trader for 35 years, says the change will be hard, but of course it's not the first reform to come to the NYSE.
There have been a lot of additional subsequent changes over the years. The next biggest would be the elimination of fractions and going to decimals, every one of which looked like the death knell to the stock exchange, but at the end of the day, the stock exchange, in fact, ended up becoming stronger and doing more business over time.
And as I mentioned, this doesn't mean that these floor traders are going to go away. It just gives these big investment houses another option, and it's one that they've been clamoring for.
Advantages, disadvantages of electronic trading?
The biggest argument in favor of electronic trading is really speed. The trade is simply executed faster without a middleman, without a floor trader. The floor traders argue that without them watching the markets, that investors won't have any guarantee of getting the best price on stocks. But, you know, Noah, in this electronic age, it's pretty hard to argue against speed, and that apparently is what investors want. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at tolerance training in the workplace.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you.